Good afternoon, and welcome to Everybody, the podcast which shares stories that highlight people in life that make the world an interesting place, which ultimately ties us all together in unique and wonderful ways. And who am I, you might ask? I would be the head-wrapped socialite, wife, mom, micro-influencer in the fashion and etiquette world. But on this podcast, I will be introducing you to some people who I've had the opportunity to meet along my journey, who have helped enrich me and my life in beautiful ways, and who I hope will do the same in yours.
I'd favorite holiday movie?
Probably like the clay animation, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah. You didn't think I was going
to
say that.
I didn't think you were going to say that. No, I was trying to link it up, but I didn't think you were going to say that.
Silver and gold.
No, but you know what I always thought was scary with that? The Yeti.
How about you, Z?
I think my top two would have to be Elf.
That's a good one.
And...
oh, that's a good one.
Home Alone.
Oh, that's a good one.
Welcome to today's episode where I'm joined by two of my four wonderful children as we explore timeless traditions that we've created as a family, celebrating the joy of the holiday season. Join us today on this journey as we unwrap the magic of the holiday season together. So welcome Jonah and Zion to today's episode, or as I affectionately like to call them, 3 and 4. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are?
Sure. I'm Jonah Morris. I'm her number 3, and I'm a second year in college. I was featured in podcast this summer.
Hi, my name is Zion Morris, and I'm number 4, and I'm currently a junior in high school, and I'm at a soccer boarding school.
How do you like that so far?
I like it a lot.
What are some of your favorite classes?
Math, English, and science.
So thank you both for sitting down with me today on this episode. Would you like to share with the listeners a cherished Christmas tradition that resonates deeply with you?
I got a couple. I have one, be the first to wake up, running around the house, trying to get everybody woken up so we can open presents faster.
So in your opinion, who was always the hardest, or who is the hardest to wake up for Christmas morning?
Probably you.
I would not say me. I would defer to somebody else. I think I'm the first one up.
Nah, we're always down there. And then we're like, who are we waiting for? It is you.
Yep. And Dad's always like, I need my cup of coffee. He makes his cup of coffee. And then we're waiting for Mom.
Yeah, because I might need just a few more minutes of sleep.
And my second tradition is when we would drive around Rochester to different families' houses and put ornaments on their trees. And I think one of my favorite parts about that is we would sneak around, acting like we were trying not to get caught by the families.
Now that you mentioned that tradition, I want to kind of piggyback with going around and dropping off different ornaments at, you know, different people's homes during the holiday season. There was one year where one of the families that we had dropped off an ornamental in their outside tree. I remember one time coming home and there was an ornament left on our tree. And to this day, you know, several years later, this ornament, it's a star ornament. It's been weathered by time, but it's still there in the same spot where this family dropped it off. And so when we're outside in the summertime or the spring, getting the yard together and we're pruning the tree, I happen upon, you know, this ornament. It just brings such beautiful memory for me as well. So thank you for sharing those.
I'd probably say just running around was easy, trying to get everyone up, just really waiting for everyone to come downstairs.
Can you share a heartwarming or humorous Christmas memory that stands out in your mind?
Oh, there was like this one Christmas, I got like these like packets where if you squeeze them, they had like sulfram, so they just like smelled terrible. And I squeezed one and threw it in my brother's room. And he got so angry and he popped all of them and then just gave them to me. It was terrible. First of all, the downstairs smelled like eggs for like a month.
Zion?
Not funny to me, but funny to you guys. Okay. It's when usually we're supposed to take our candies and food products upstairs. And I left all my candies down there. And I came back the next day. They're all gone. Wrappers all over the floor. And the dog got into it.
Are there any family traditions that we've created together over the years that you guys would like to see continue?
Not something that we created, but something that's just been passed down to your family. Is during New Year's Eve, we would eat our black eyed peas.
11:59. New Year's Eve, going into New Year's. And do you know why we do that?
Because it's a sign of good luck.
Yeah, ever since we were little, that's what we've always done.
I'd say one of my favorite ones that I hope gets passed down is usually like every room has its own Christmas tree. Like, even if it's like small or big. And it just like really encompasses like the Christmas feeling to see like a Christmas tree everywhere you go. Especially because like each one's different.
Can you tell the listeners what your Christmas tree is?
It's got what's like a small Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. It has like lights. And then it's got like letters, like my name spelled out on the bottom of the tree. And that's just like a picture of myself on the tree too. So it's like, it's funny. I think it's like a picture I created when I was like in kindergarten or something that I gave to my parents.
How about you, Z?
My Christmas tree, it has a little picture of me. It's got snowmen. It's got snowflakes. It has blue and white colors on it. And yellow too. I think that's it.
What would be your holiday wish you would want to share with others?
I said peace to solve world hunger and love.
My wish for other families is probably peace, love, and joy.
Mm-hmm. So from our family to yours, may your holiday season be filled with warmth and the echoes of cherished memories. And may the blessings of this season illuminate your paths with warmth, wonder, and peace.
Okay. I want Mariah, like it's only hip-hop and Mariah Carey. That's all I want.
Favorite Mariah Carey Christmas song?
I'm not even going to answer that question because everyone knows.
Well, some people may not know.
All I want for Christmas is you.
ZZ favorite Christmas song.
That's what mommy kisses.